All right. Good evening, everyone. This is the regular semi-month meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. It is Tuesday, May 8th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:37 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPSA in Berkeley and the chair of this committee. Our secretary is R. Paul Martin from WBAI, and he will start by calling the roll.
Okay. Ken Aaron. Here. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Marcus Jenner.
Here.
Campbell Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Barbara Wipperman.
Here.
Lauren Williams. We have eight. That's a quorum.
Okay, and if you could just make a note, R. Paul Martin, that Arlene Engelhardt asked, she's not a member of the committee, but she's ex officio, asked for, I guess, an absence or alerted us that she's flying to Los Angeles during this, flying from Los Angeles during this meeting, so she won't be with us. She wanted me to note that for the record. Okay. So we don't have an agenda for this meeting. Our original plan was to cobble together some recommendations regarding D.C. and Los Angeles. Our D.C. meeting happened, but unfortunately it happened without any representation from D.C., which made it an incomplete process. And our Los Angeles meeting is scheduled for tomorrow in the morning. So neither of those processes has come all the way to completion at this point in time. So what I think we'll do is we'll just have sort of a brief check-in from each station's treasurer, you know, just sort of what happened, what happens next, what are we doing, when's the meeting scheduled, blah, 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 blah. And that should be fairly fast, and that would be item one on the agenda after we approve minutes and approve the agenda. Item two would be the budgetary, would be a report back from the meeting with the treasurers and the CFO regarding the budget template, and also just sort of a check-in about if the budget process has started at your station, and if so, what you're up to and what you anticipate doing for the next 2 to 4 weeks. So item two would be a budgetary check-in with the station treasurers. Item three would be a brief update on the transmitter issues in Houston and Los Angeles and the move in D.C. and some of the financial challenges that we're facing. And item four would be regarding the interstation transfer policy. We cannot talk about specific transactions and specific stations and specific amounts and specific dates in an open session, but we can talk about policy in general. It looks like, unsurprisingly, that the PNB has grappled with this before and actually made a policy 7 years ago, which nobody was aware of until yesterday. And it actually doesn't sound like a bad policy, but I think we should look at it, see if it still applies to the way the NFC and the PNB works, if we will be able to implement it as it was passed, or if we want to suggest any amendments to it at this point in time. And then I think we should implement it. So that's the agenda that's being suggested. Does anyone have any changes and modifications or a move to approve? And I will type it up while we're going through that process.
I have a actually two questions. Before the agenda, you were talking about the meeting that's going to happen tomorrow. And you said it was going to be in the morning, and the latest that I knew it was at 1 o'clock. I wanted to clarify that.
I thought it was 1 o'clock Eastern. Kim, do I have that wrong?
Oh, you'll have to ask Kim. I'm not the convener.
Oh, I thought it was 1 o'clock Western, but man, I would love it to be 1 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, well, then we're confused because someone needs to go clarify what the time is.
I thought it was 1 o'clock Eastern also.
I didn't, everybody who's going to be in the meeting is on this call, so, we can make it whatever time we want.
So how about this? When we do the LA check-in, which is on the agenda, the first thing that we'll do is clarify the time of that meeting and get
it
set.
Fine.
Okay.
What meeting is this?
The reviewing of KPFK's situation.
Okay. That subcommittee or task force?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It did not meet in the preceding 2 weeks. It jingled around with dates and didn't quite actually have the meeting.
And my other question, Tracy, was I'm not clear the difference between item one and two as far as what you want. You said treasurer's kind of review, and the next one was review of where we are with the budget, process.
What did you want us to
report on for number one?
I think that was me being unclear, and this is why I'm typing it up as we speak, and I apologize. I just wasn't at computer today. Doing a seminar this morning and so on. What I meant to say was that the first item was the check-ins from the work groups for Los Angeles and POW. Second item was sort of the budgetary check-ins by the treasurers. The third item was the capital expenses / transmitter / moves, and the fourth item was interstation transfer policy. That's what I meant.
Okay.
So on a verbal level, is anyone willing to move to approve this, or do you want me to finish typing and we'll just take a 60-second break until I do?
I would like to have it written so we're all – that's me.
Okay. Okay, then you take over as chair for the next 90 seconds, and I will type.
Okay, we will all stretch and touch our toes. Okay.
Some of us can't do that, Arpal.
This is Ken.
I won't do that. I won't get back up.
Arpal is Ken.
Yeah, Ken.
I'd like to make a request that the chair distribute when she distributes the agenda, distributes that PNB policy on interstation transfers.
Okay,
I sent what I had gotten from someone else. I sent it to the NFC this morning, I believe. Or was it yesterday? I'll send it again.
I think we're mostly sitting here waiting. Somebody else have a suggestion?
You sent it at 7:15 this morning, Bill. So.
Okay, that sounds about right. Yeah. Can you find Kim?
Okay, so I'm sending the draft. It should be out in a second.
Yes, I now found Bill's copy.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Is there anyone else who would like to have a copy of that 2005 motion that was dug up, or?
Got it.
Everybody's got it? Okay.
I have a point of information, a request for information. I know I've seen the name Brian Shiratsuki at different times, but I'm not, that involved in all of this email traffic. So is he an LSB member, or how did he come to have access?
Yeah, I can answer that. Brian is not an LSB member. He was for several years a member of KPFA's program council when we had one. He is a computer geek type and set up what was then a website that stored a lot of program council documents. We had trouble, getting the KPFA website to do that, so he set up a separate website for that purpose. And after the program council at KPFA was discontinued, he kept that website as kind of a document repository, which was, helpful because we know we have problems with our documents. If things are not on KPFTX, normally the station websites and the Pacifica.org websites are not so reliable for governance documentation, so he used to keep a lot of stuff. And apparently he had this motion from some previous PNB meeting in his possession, and he sent it based on some conversation at the KPFA LSB meeting last Saturday, which I think was helpful, and I'm glad he did.
Okay.
As we know, we don't always know what the PNB did 7 or 8 years ago. I mean, we just don't know.
So it's links to his website are in that email.
Yeah. Okay, so at this point, I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda, if anyone wants to make one.
Motion to approve.
Are there any objections? So approved.
Who made the motion?
Marcus.
I'll abstain. This is Campbell.
Oh, hi, Campbell, and welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So it's, well, if Campbell's abstaining, then we should technically go through a roll call is the way that it works. So, Arpal, could you just do that quickly on the agenda?
Yeah, give me a second here, and we'll go to that.
Sorry for the parliamentary schmutz, but...
When did the agenda come out?
Oh, we just built the agenda. It just came out right now.
Oh, I was looking back through my emails and didn't see it.
Okay.
Was created tonight.
The motion is to approve the agenda. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Jim Boyd?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Marcus Jenner?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
I'll abstain, and can somebody send it out, please?
Mm-hmm. Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Carl-Paul Martin, yes. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
I'd like to approve the agenda, but I don't know what it is, so I guess I'll abstain.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Varn Williams? Okay. It's 8-4-0 against 2 abstentions.
Okay. Thank you very much for your patience with all of this, folks. The draft, which we did approve, was sent out to the NFC group at 5:45 p.m. So if you go into your email, you should be able to get it and follow along. And it's already been read out on the stream. So I think we'll just go ahead and proceed with it. So the second item that we need to do is approve our pending open session minutes, which I believe are for April 24th. And those were sent out earlier today. Yes.
Oh, I'm not
Kim?
Muted. I had an issue with something. But now I'm having to re-sign into stupid Yahoo, so it'll take me a second to pull it up.
Okay. Well, we can wait a second, I think, for you to do that.
Considering
anybody else have any? Okay. Anybody else have any comments on the minutes?
No, I was going to move approval, but if Kim has a question.
I don't have a question. Here. I have an issue. On the last big paragraph on the first page, it said the committee discussed the report. KPFK has had transmitter problems that have sometimes affected their signal stream since December. Oh, no, we've had that for about 3 years, at least, that I'm aware of. I mean, it's gotten worse, but, you know, or at least 2 years, I mean, you know, but I think more than 2 years. So this it was way longer than December.
Would you like to correct the language? Let me ask you a question because I don't have the minutes in front of me. Is that language about from the GM's report? In other words, are we quoting what the GM said or are we talking about what we said as a finance committee? In other words, who?
It was a discussion that was had within the GM's report and question and answer period. Because I was saying, I believe I was probably saying this is a common thing to me right now, that if we had a transmitter, we'd have more listeners. And that's
Let me open it up and just see what we...
That line is actually not a quote from his report. It's
no.
Yeah.
That was part of the discussion.
Right.
No, that was me saying that we have transmitter problems, and this cuts down, because the next sentence says this cuts down on the number of people who can receive the station, and this especially hurts when the signal strength drops during on-air fundraisers.
Sure.
And, you know...
Yes.
Okay. So should we change that to at least 2 years?
No, I would just say KPFK has transmitter problems. Period.
I think that's
incontrovertible. This cuts down on the number of people who can receive the station.
Ken, to the stack.
Okay, just a sec, Ken. That sounds incontrovertible to me and accurate. So I think we could probably make that textual change.
Well, let's hear what Ken has to say. You know. About.
Or call for stack.
I called on Ken Kim. I can do the calling on. Go ahead,
on.
Ken.
Okay.
You're
on. Actually, the first statement's more accurate than the second because right now it's not operating at full power, but it hasn't gone off the air in a week or two. And the fact, if I said I've been getting haircuts once a month since January, that's true. Actually, I've been getting haircuts since, 40 years ago. But it's not untrue that I've been getting them since January. So the statement that the transmitter hasn't been working since the beginning of the year is true. It's just for somebody would incorrectly infer that means it was fine before that. That's an assumption. I'm just
getting the
basic
here. So do you have an alternate? Okay. What's your alternate suggestion?
Yes, the station has been having pronounced transmitter outages since the middle of last year. Would be more accurate.
Okay.
I don't agree with that. So.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, we can go back and forth on this. Then, if you want to get the accurate statement, we got to look up the records and report.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's that accurate to say that. We have transmission problems, transmitter problems.
Okay.
I think there were some other folks for the stack, so let's see if someone can come up with some compromise language that you can both buy into. If we can't do that in a reasonable period of time, we'll postpone approval of the minutes since we're not too backed up on the minutes and give you guys 2 weeks to think about it. But I guess our Paul wanted to take a try and Barbara wanted to take a try. So we'll do it in that order.
All right. Yes, I think it's because these are minutes and we know what's happening, but somebody may be looking at these minutes years from now and need to know information. So transmitter problems, well, I think we need to state, you know, at least a little bit of what it is without geeking out. And so it's transmitter problems that have sometimes affected signal strength. I think we need to leave that part in there because that says why it's a problem. Now, since December, that was mentioned, but apparently we want to be more something with that, has had transmitter problems that have sometimes affected their signal strength as an ongoing problem for some time. I don't know what that noise is. Something's going on. So I would say leave in the signal strength thing and just say I think the real thing is since December. Okay, so has affected their signal strength for years? Do we want to say that? Or, you know, when does it become acute? That might be
I think it's acute for a considerable period of time is much. But
point of information, when it became acute and when people finally started listening, hearing about it are two different things.
All right.
Barbara, what's your try at the compromise text?
Well, I thought... Kim's
that we,
first suggestion to cut out some of the sentence was probably a good idea. But since it's an extreme problem, I would say add one word. KPFK has had recurring transmitter problems that have sometimes affected their signal strength. And then leave out the time reference since December. Unless you want to put something in, Kim, that does say it's been going on for a long time. That, and then just leave the rest. Because this is a little condensation of the discussion that went on, really.
Okay. So, Kim or Ken, can you accept Barbara's latest suggestion, or shall we just postpone the item?
I'd like one more try. It's somewhat germane, the timing of it. So, rather than get into the timing of it, I would be fine with saying KPFK has critical transmitter problems.
Good.
We have them.
Period.
How long it's been ongoing is a whole other issue that we don't need to get into here. Mm-hmm. And not sometimes affects their signal. I mean, the fact that it mostly affects their signal. If we're not off the air, we're at half power, you know.
I think anyone's fighting with you except maybe Ken.
Yeah.
I'm fine. That's fine.
I would just say, hey, we have, critical transmitter problems. This cuts down on the number of people. Because that's all we're dealing with right now is the fact that, you know, our transmitter is bad right now, and it's affecting our issues right now.
Got it. Okay. Write down the exact words that you're changing.
Okay.
Send them to ARPAL. That's your responsibility right now.
Let me just say, I think one word here. It would read, KPFK has had, other page, KPFK has had critical transmitter problems.
Has had.
Okay.
No.
Have.
H-A-V-E. That are affecting what we're going to do going forward. That's our issue.
Or has.
I think some people are arguing one thing when I'm arguing grammar, but okay.
Fine, it's grammar, whether we want it in the past tense or the present tense.
Kim, I want you to, are you near a computer? Kim, are you near a computer? Write the words down. Send them to our poll. We can wait a minute and do it that way.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Campbell.
Yes, I still don't see the agenda.
Okay, let me try to send it to you personally rather than to the Yahoo group, and I'm sorry about that. Maybe this will work better if I do it personally. Okay, C-A-M... So if I send it to your Verizon.net address, is that the right one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Just checking.
I hope that's the one that is there for everything pertaining to.
It may be that Yahoo Groups is a little slow or something. That happens sometimes. So let me send it directly to Verizon, and hopefully that will solve the problem. So check in about a minute, and hopefully you'll have gotten it. Okay. Kim and our Paul, has that email changed hands?
No, I'm finishing it up, but I'm going to send it to the whole NFC, so.
Great. Sorry for extra time, but I think it's better that
we can come back to this if you want.
Could I get my grammar geek in here for a second?
If you absolutely must.
Go for it.
It's not an absolute, but I think it would. What do people want?
I think Kim is writing what she wants. If you find it to be a serious violation of grammar, we are willing to entertain your case, but I think you should wait until she sends the actual words she wants. So we're not having an argument about nothing. And then we may overrule you and just say, go with the bad grammar. We'll have to see. Or we may overrule Kim and fix her grammar. I have no idea. But it shall be the will of the body.
Can we move on and come back in a little bit?
Have you typed?
I'm working on it. I'm just trying to deal with formatting issues here.
It's just a sentence.
I could get my point in while we're waiting.
Let's hear it. Let's hear his point.
My point is this. We were taught.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm sorry we're getting into this. Okay,
sure,
it's about the KPFK budgetary check-in, blah, blah, blah. The general manager joined the call. He told us about his stuff. The committee discussed the report, period. Then the next sentence is, KPFK has had transmitter problems that have sometimes affected their signal strength. Now, this is a report about a point in time, and he's saying, or among the members of the committee discussing the report, it came out, KPFK has had transmitter problems. And we can cut out since December, and we can simply put, if people want to have, has had critical problems, but this would, grammatically, this says, KPFK has had, says up to that point in time. It doesn't say the future or, you know, anything like that, but has had says up to the point in time, 9:02 p.m., 2 weeks ago, it has had transmitter problems, blah, blah, blah. And that's all. So if you want to say has had critical transmitter problems, that's fine. But grammatically, you can't say, and it will have them in the future, and has had simply says, you know, up to this point in time, up to 9:02 p.m., it has had transmitter problems. So that's my grammatical point.
Okay.
You're conveying what happened in the meeting.
Yeah.
That pins it down by time.
I made my point. I sent it out. I'd like it this way. You know.
All right. Let's see if we can not postpone this. I still have hope, but we will not do it for too much longer. Kim's version goes, the committee discussed the report. Transmitter problems.
Oh, God, your phone flipped out.
Okay. Kim's email goes, the committee discussed the report, which I guess is where we're picking up at in the minutes. And then it says, KPFK has critical transmitter problems. This cuts down on the number of people who can receive a station, and this especially hurts when the signal strength drops or goes off the air during on-air fundraisers. In other words, Kim wants to say it in the present tense. My personal feeling is I am okay with that, even if it's slightly non-grammatical.
Ken to the stack?
Yes, but Kim, we basically need to either approve this or just postpone the discussion for 2 weeks. I think.
Yeah, I would, Ken to the stack. I would just say approve it because it's correct. The minutes when issued are in the present tense. You know, just we're approving it now in the past perfect, but at the time the minutes were created, it's in the present tense.
All right. Is there anyone else who? Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to weigh in on the grammar crisis? And then I think it is simply the will of the body whether we are going to edit the grammar or leave it be. Okay. Then, R. Paul, would you like to drop your objection, or should we go to a vote on the minutes as amended?
Does anybody else want it the other way? I mean, you know, if nobody else wants it the other way, to hell with it, we'll do it this way. Bad grammar isn't the worst thing that's ever happened.
Even though I spoke, I love to pick around with grammar, but this sounds fine to me.
I'll live with it, you know.
Chair would go with the hell with it group,
okay.
But...
Well, I personally don't think it's bad grammar.
No.
Not only that, you know, it fully, you know, since I was the one that brought it up, because it is a critical issue to our station
okay.
and its
Kim,
budget.
Kim, that you have prevailed, and you should wait for me to call on you anyway, but I think you have prevailed, and it's okay. The only objection is being dropped, so if I hear no further objections, the minutes are approved as amended. Going once, going twice, gone. Thank you, everyone. Okay, so we're going onwards. We're going to have very brief check-ins from the work groups for D.C. and L.A. We're going to take D.C. first because I know how that's going to go, and then we will move on to L.A. where we have some scheduling time. The D.C. treasurer and the D.C. reps were not with us for the D.C. group, so we could only get so far. It was, I believe, R. Paul Martin, Jim Boyd, and myself. We had an interesting conversation, but that's all we did. So it seems to me where we have to schedule. Yes, Campbell.
Yes, could you refresh me as to when that took place? Because I remember seeing something about, you know, that wasn't happening this time, it wasn't happening that time, and then I kind of lost track of things.
Someone would refresh my memory about when it happened. Jim or R. Paul, do you remember when it happened? I think it was about a week ago.
7 o'clock let me look here. 7 o'clock.
Oh, it was the date with the affiliates. It was the date with the affiliates task force. That's right. We did it earlier in the day on the affiliates task force. We did it 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Okay. On Thursday.
Okay. May 3rd on Thursday.
Yeah, which is time when I'm absolutely not able to make his first Thursday.
I'm sorry. Oh, well. And Marcus also didn't make it. So, as I said, it was an interesting conversation, but not nearly enough to stack a set of recommendations. So I think we have two options. One is we could try to do some work over email on this over the next 2 weeks. Or, and now everyone will kill me, we can schedule one more meeting. And I know there's a lot of meetings in people's lives, so I think it's up to the group as to whether we want to make a mutual commitment to do some stuff over email.
Let's go email, if I may suggest.
Okay. What I think this means is that I will go ahead and send a summary of what ensued on the 3rd, which was mostly just conversation. I mean, you know, we couldn't get that far. Along with a summary of what we heard from the GM. And then I think it will be on the two of you from D.C. to start, you know, crafting that into some recommendations.
Okay.
My hope
you.
Is led by the folks that are coming from that station. I think that's how it should be. So is that okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, Marcus? Okay.
Marcus, that's fine.
Great. And Jim and R. Paul, does that sound okay? And, you know, with apologies for the meeting not, you know, being as productive as we hoped it would be.
Sounds okay.
Okay.
Fast question. So we passed the chair is ruling that we passed the minutes as amended, right?
Correct.
Good, okay.
Without objection. Eventually. Okay. That takes care of D.C. That brings us to L.A., which was tentatively scheduling a meeting for tomorrow, but it looks like that needs to be clamped down. So, Kim, I'm going to hand it over to you to complete the scheduling with the L.A. folks.
Well, when do people really want it? I would, you know, the earlier the better for me, but who else?
Well, what time, if I was just misunderstanding that you were not speaking in Eastern time, I thought you were, what time were you thinking that was, 10 a.m.?
I thought it was at 1 o'clock. If other people thought it was at 10 a.m., Eastern, you know.
I'm talking about for us out here.
I don't understand.
This is Kent. This is Kent. Please, let's not juggle with this. Kim, recommend a time, West Coast time, that you understand when you want to do it. Just say that, and then people will agree or disagree. Let's not go back and forth like a comedy routine.
Well, I'm asking other people's convenience.
No, just originate. Okay, I'm going
to
make an origination.
You want to do it
I'll make an origination.
All right, guys.
I want 1 p.m. L.A. time.
Okay, that's what everybody wants. Does everybody want 1 o'clock? Is that what everybody wants?
Kim, and let's see if people can do it. So if it's 1 o'clock California time, it's 4 o'clock Eastern time. Is there anyone in the group that can't do that?
Who cares about Eastern time? We're all in California. Why are we talking Eastern time to begin with?
Kim, not everyone on the committee, I believe, is in California.
No, I don't think that's true. There's nobody on. Oh, we have Bill.
Bill is not in California. So if you would wait a second, let's find out if Bill can meet at that time. Bill, can you?
Yeah, what time were you thinking it was, Bill?
Well, I thought it was 1 o'clock Eastern because all the times we specify for our meetings are Eastern. But I can meet. I'm going to have to leave by about 5 Central time, 3 your time. So if it goes more than that, I'll have to cut out because I've got a.
Would you like it to be earlier?
Well, like a little earlier might be better, but that's okay.
To be earlier, so if you want it to be earlier, then
Kim,
I'm happy with that.
Kim, please lower your voice.
Kim, chill. This is Ken. I have a medical appointment scheduled at 11 to 12, so I can't start before 12. Noon, West Coast time.
How is noon tomorrow? It's a little difficult for me, but I'll make it work if everybody else can make it work. Is there anyone who can't do 12 noon tomorrow who's on the committee? Pacific. Good.
Wait. Just based on Ken's medical appointment, it sounds like 12:30 is better for him. He won't be home at noon, right?
I'll do it on the phone. That's not a problem. 12 o'clock.
Let's go with 12. It sounds like earlier is a little easier for some people, so let's do 12.
Pacific time, right?
12 Pacific, 3 Eastern.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, confirmed. What we don't have is a phone number, so I will get that out to you all tonight. Okay, and this will be an unstreamed call. We are not streaming our work groups. Okay. Marvelous. Thank you, guys. All right. So I think that's about it in terms of those work groups because they just haven't gotten that far. But hopefully in 2 weeks we'll have a little bit more to say. That's going to take us to the 2012 budgetary updates agenda figure. Item, which is item 4. I know that the treasurers and I guess the business managers talked a bit about the budget template with LaVarne at the end of the month. I'm not quite sure if anything else has been done towards the 2012-2013 budgetary processes, but it may have been. So I think what would be helpful is for each treasurer to talk about what's happened so far and what they anticipate happening over the next, well, let's say 3 to 4 weeks, and how that relates to where they are on the timeline. Because we are getting fairly close to budget time, so I think it's good to start regular check-ins so we know how things are going at the stations. So hopefully we can identify where things are starting to fall behind schedule. So I think we're going to go station by station. Barbara, you wanted to say something, or did you just want to go first?
I can either way. I had a question. The only meeting I know about between the treasurers, business managers, and LaVarne was on March 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's had another one, right?
No, I think that's the one that I'm talking about.
It's one
of the items in the time we hadn't checked in about it. So.
And then what I know about the template is that our business manager got it. It was near the end of April. I don't think it was in the last week, but it could have been, or it might have been late in the week before that. And, of course, with payroll and such, there's not much that's begun, but she and I have talked about some of the scheduling with people that work in the station and the people that need to get numbers together to use in the, what do you call those? The beginning part of the template, the assumptions.
Right. Okay. So that's pretty much where you're at, and that's pretty much the Berkeley status report.
Well, yes, and that we have talked about. It's time to begin. You know, I mean, it's the planning is starting.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we are at the beginning phases. Do you anticipate any problems over the next 3 to 4 weeks that you want to bring up, or not at the, or it's too early and not at this point?
I don't think at this point. I hope there aren't, but you know, this is a problem prone process.
It is complex, but okay.
Yes.
But, you know, we can only anticipate what we can anticipate. So the question
right.
was just, is there something particular you're anticipating? The answer seems to be no.
Well, no, I think everybody that I've been talking with lately is more concerned about our bank balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's been occupying a lot of attention.
Okay. So we have treasurers at four other stations. Who wants to volunteer to go next?
KPFT.
Go for it, Jim.
Okay. The last two monthly finance and budget committee meetings, we've done budget priorities. So that kind of a brainstorming two meetings ago, and last meeting put them into priorities limited to 10. End of this month, we're going to start going at the budget itself. The budget's available to everyone on the station. It's on the website, so it's accessible.
Mm-hmm.
General manager sent out a template to all the members of the budget and finance committee that they can use. So hopefully, we should have a budget in some form according to the schedule.
Okay, that sounds good. Is there anything that you're anticipating as problematic or that you want to give us a heads up about?
Well, it kind of goes to our transmitter problem. We had transmitter problems. We were going to have a campaign on, capital campaign, and then we lost our antenna for about 14 days and we just started our fundraiser started yesterday, and we're not getting real good response on that, primarily because people don't know we're back on the air again. So
mm-hmm.
we have no idea what our budget is going to be or what our proposed revenue is going to be.
Right. Yeah, well, okay, that one I could kind of see coming, but yeah. Okay. Next station to volunteer will be?
I can do it. my understanding is that the our business manager got the template at the end of April and was manually transferring the information, whatever that means. We did have that concert that was taking up people's time. So I suspect that nobody's looked at the, you know, done any work on the budget yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, I, you know, I guess that's it.
Okay. All right. And we are heading to the East Coast. New York, D.C., who will it be?
DC.
Okay, Mark. Yeah.
Yeah. So we met in our last finance committee meeting. We developed budget priorities, which I'm assuming you want me to. Do you want me to share them with the NFC? If not, we have them established. And I don't anticipate any problems. I have not talked with Robert regarding a template. We'll do that tomorrow, and we will move forward according to schedule.
Okay. At this point in time, unless people want to hear them, and I think, you know, that's perfectly fine if the group wants to do that, we're not asking you to tell us what the budget priorities are. We're just sort of doing a check-in about, you know, the phase that you're up to and how things are going.
Understood.
Yeah, I mean, does anybody want to hear more detail, or is that sufficient? Okay, no one is knocking me over to hear more details. So, all right, so WBAI.
Chair.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Campbell.
Yeah, Campbell. What?
I have some input that I provided in that regard, and I can share that with the NFC. So I'll just, if I'm still in the group, I can just send it to the group. Okay?
You're still in the group? You can absolutely send it to the group.
Okay. Well, somehow I missed on receiving the agenda that was sent to the group.
No. Oh.
There was no agenda.
Oh.
We made it up when we started.
You made it up?
Yeah, we made
it. Good Lord, where are we? Okay, I'll stop.
I know.
Thank you.
You are a point. The point is taken. You totally had a chair failure, and, you know, that's fine. Let's get that out in the stream. The agenda was not prepared in advance. If you could send your comments out to the listserv right now, we should be able to confirm that they came through and everybody's got them during the call.
Okay, correct. I'll do it within the next 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right. So it sounds like we are going to New York, WBAI.
Okay. Anticipating problems. Yes, I anticipate problems. Right now what's happening is we're trying to set up when our next local station board finance committee meeting will be, and we'll have that sometime before the end of this month. And the problem I'm having right now is the local finance committee has been unable to meet quorum here and there because we have a lot of people who don't show up at meetings, and the committee has given them excused absences, so we have people who don't show up at meetings and there's no quorum. And when we all decided next time we're going to make sure we don't do this again, and then the committee overwhelmingly voted to excuse all of the absences. So, little problems in that regard. In terms of last year what happened was I set up 3 solid months of meetings. I set up 12 meetings in a row on Thursday nights, and people are not necessarily liking that this year, and the committee wants to set the thing up. So we will see how we can do this, because the other complicating factor is that the general manager has announced – pardon me, I was trying to eat. 1 second, I got to clear my throat. Pardon me. The general manager has announced he's not going to show up at the finance committee meetings anymore because of the disrespect he's shown there.
Right.
And so what we're going to have to do is have a meeting, come up with questions, go to the general manager, get answers, bring them back to the committee. This I anticipate this is a problem. And it's going to be difficult because even sitting in the meeting, it took us a lot of meetings last year to hammer out a budget. And to do it by, you know, back and forth here, it's going to take longer. And I don't know that the committee is going to vote to have enough meetings. So there could be some problems with BAI getting this along. And I see this as the problem right now. So that's, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it will be swimming and everything will be wonderful. It will go great. But I don't see it happening. So that's what I see as a problem coming up for me and the AI Finance Committee, et cetera.
Well, that was kind of what I meant by people, you know, projecting potential problems. I think it helps us as a committee to get a heads up about what might go skew. And, of course, if it doesn't and things work out better than we think, that's good. But I think it's good to be able to see some stuff coming down the road. Does anyone have any feedback or helpful advice to our Paul on some of the problems he anticipates? It's okay if we don't. I just thought someone might want to.
Bill.
Yeah. Go
well,
ahead, Bill.
On the quorum issue, and this applies to all the committees and all the stations, is even if it doesn't look like there's quorum, somebody should call the meeting to order and check roll and document who's there and who's not. And if there's not quorum, you can adjourn, but at least it's documented. And so if that happens 3 times or whatever your rules are for your station, then the delinquent people will be off. Otherwise, it could go on forever.
Yes. Our Paul for a reply on that?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, that's not how it works. But I are, let's see. What I'll do is I'll post our enabling motion to the NFC, and you can look at it. Basically, if there's no quorum, nobody goes off. I mean, I have a full, complete record of every attendance at a convened meeting since I became treasurer. So we have good records. Even when we, you know, sometimes when there are so few people, on a couple of occasions, I have just not bothered to convene it since it's not going to happen. Especially when people want to, you know, talk about stuff that has nothing to do with finance or anything. It gets like that. Anyway, we have those records, but without a quorum, you can't miss a meeting. So we know who's been there. We know who shows up once every 6 months. And we know that we had a giant political battle when somebody who had shown up twice in 2 years was going to not get an excused absence. You know, it's like that. So, unfortunately, the way you're suggesting wouldn't work, and it would require amending the standing committee rule, which would require a much more than a majority vote on the LSB, and would, you know, I don't know that that would even work out. Plus, sometimes patching these things makes things even wilder. So, yeah, I appreciate the suggestion, but the way we have ours set up, it won't work.
Barbara for the stack.
Okay, Barbara?
Well, I don't know if this is a logical suggestion, but instead of having something that the rule is if you miss meetings, you have to be off. I can see people are jockeying around with that rule. What about if you attend three meetings, you are a member of the committee as long as you attend meetings, you know, one after the other. Just a thought.
That's how you
Paul, does that
we already have that. You become a member by attending three meetings in a row.
I see.
However, there are excused absences.
Mm-hmm.
And the committee, I mean, we had a big discussion about this. We all agreed, yes, next time we are not automatically excusing everybody.
What about
the next meeting? We automatically excused everybody.
What about if you miss meeting? You go for your three. You're in the committee, and then if you miss meetings, a number of them, you can't vote on things. Then when you do return, I don't know. That doesn't help with the quorum problem.
That would be losing your membership. And if you do two in a row without an excused absence, then you are out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if everybody gets excused all the time, nobody ever misses two in a row. Although somebody did this last meeting.
And there's no culture of not excusing people? I mean, you can't do anything about that? That's probably a stupid comment.
We had quite the discussion on this, and as I say, we all absolutely agreed that, yeah, after that discussion, we were not going to do this anymore, and everybody just turned around and almost everybody turned around and did it. The vote was
so there's an element of self-inflicted torture going on here.
Yeah, well, yeah, torture is a good word for it. Yeah, I'm doing something else here. Sorry. Yes, it becomes torture, and you know, we'll do our best. I think maybe at the next meeting we might be able to cut down on the number, because I think somebody's going to have a second excused absence in a row. That will make it a little more feasible to get it. So we might get this going in a meeting or two. However, I still anticipate, you know, difficulties with having a lot of meetings, which we have tended to need.
Okay, I heard somebody for the stack. I didn't hear the name. Who was that?
Bill.
Okay, so Bill, I'm calling on you, and Campbell, I'm confirming that your email just came through to the NFC. Well, no, it came through to the PNB.
That was another.
Okay.
Email
right.
that was the thing I was working on. Then I'm looking for the one that I'll forward to the group. Thank you.
Okay, Bill, you're up.
Okay, just a suggestion, or Paul, just remind them, please, that if for whatever reason they don't get the budget put together and approved by the LSB by end of July, then the NFC will do the budget for them for our timeline.
I will absolutely be reminding people of that. Folks might remember that the LSB didn't do its the WPII LSB didn't do the budget last year. So,
yes.
Yeah, I know.
We remember.
It is frustrating.
Yeah. And I will say that, you know, our Paul's track record was that he was communicative about that and clear, and I don't think there was any issue with him failing to be direct with the LSB and the Finance Committee about what they were and were not doing. Okay. I think that pretty much rounds that off. So we are, I guess, 1 month into our process that will be all over at the end of September. So May, June, July, August, September, 5 months to go.
I have a point of information. This is Ken.
Yeah.
At KBFT, the treasurer said they're starting a fund drive and it's not going well. Aren't you operating at 10% normal signal strength?
As of today, we're up to 80%.
How did you do that?
They've had us, both our engineers and some outside consultants have been up and down the pole and just taking it step by step, and they think they found a leak that let moisture get in. We keep nitrogen in there to keep it keep the moisture out, and there was some type of a leak in the cable, and I don't know what caused that exactly, but as of Bill, was it this morning it came on?
As of this morning, what it actually was, for about 2 months, we've been operating with our backup transmitter at like one-third power or less, and we got it repaired, and it was reinstalled late last night. And so our main transmitter is back online now. We had another problem a few weeks ago with our antenna feed, and the feed line that goes to the antenna, that's still not completely fixed yet.
Are you going to be able, is the main transmitter going to hold?
Well, it's probably not. That's one reason it's running about 80%. But, you know, we knew even before this last failure we needed to get a new transmitter, and we'd like to keep our current one as a backup so it's close to full power. It's really been pushed too hard, I think, to try to get 100 kilowatts out of it. And so that's one of the things for our budget discussions, I guess, is what going forward. But we do hope to get a new transmitter and maybe a new antenna. We're still not sure if it has to actually be replaced, but there's still a problem, as Jim mentioned, with the connection between the transmission line, the feed line that goes between the antenna and the transmitter. Apparently, it developed a leak and water got in it, and that's not good when you're trying to feed all this, you know, tens of kilowatts through it.
Yeah, I mean, I suspect that it does need to be replaced, and sooner rather than later, but...
Yeah. These things take time as well as money, too.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that you can patch things for a certain period of time, but I think you would be on very limited... a very limited time scale to keep that working.
Our GM and I think our manager, hopes to get a new transmission line and antenna, as well as a new... Yeah. Full power transmitter, but
that's one way. All right. Well, that's good to hear. And your fund drive was going lousy. Was that what the other part of the comment was?
It
just started yesterday, but our listeners really don't know we're on the air yet. So we're hoping to see in the next few days that that'll increase. That the activity will increase as time goes on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that sort of brings us into our next item, which is to talk a bit about capital expenses. It sounds like we got a fairly thorough discussion of Houston's transmitter scenario. Maybe you can talk a little bit. I know you raised some money, not, of course, enough to do everything that you're hoping to do, but maybe you could talk a little bit about what's happened so far and what's planned, if anything, around that.
Well, we had Amy Goodman was in town, and there was she targeted a fundraiser specifically for KPFT, and that was put into the capital campaign for the transmitter. Other than that, the whole problem with the transmitter came on us pretty fast, so we're really in the process of setting up a campaign for raising approximately $300,000 for the antenna, cable, and transmitter. Right now, we don't have a full plan yet. We're hustling for money, and hopefully in the next month or so, we'll have a complete plan set up.
Is it true that you have about $35,000 raised so far, or is that a rumor?
I think it's 40.
Okay. Well, start 10%.
Yeah, you got to start someplace, but it's it wasn't something that we knew a year ago we'd need it. You know, it really came to the front about 2 months ago.
Yeah. Well, the Armstrongs throughout the network are not lasting as long as one would have hoped.